An advisory group has come up with a long-awaited recommendation on how to handle the problem of bison roaming through Delta Junction area farmers' fields. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, it's all about fencing. Lots of it.
Members of the Delta Bison Working Group last week broke an impasse that for more than a year now has kept them from moving ahead on a new plan to manage the state's biggest bison herd. The impasse arose over disagreement on how to keep the bison from trampling on and feeding on crops being cultivated around Delta Junction. Randy Rogers, a wildlife planner with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says the sticking point was over what types of fencing to build and whether it should contain bison or exclude them.
So the two alternatives really are constructing fences to keep them out of agricultural areas or fences that would prevent the bison from ever accessing agricultural areas.
The group decided against a proposal by members with the Salcha Delta Soil and Water Conservation District to keep bison fenced in on a portion of the Delta Junction bison range and out of farmers' fields while their crops were in the ground. The proposal was considered unworkable and outside of the Fish and Game Department's authority because it's charged by the legislature to manage the bison as a free-ranging species. Instead, the group recommended by a 5-1 vote to build fencing, lots of fencing, up to 150 miles of it, according to one proposal. Rogers says the fencing is estimated to cost anywhere from $300,000 to more than $1 million. The group also approved by a 5-1 vote a proposal to reduce the Delta herd population. It now numbers around 360, not including the increase from the spring calving season. The proposal would reduce the population to between 275 and 325 animals before the calving season. That's not as much as some agriculture industry backers had wanted, but Rogers says the proposal balances the concerns of one interest group, farmers, with another, hunters.
We did that in part because of concerns about achieving the harvest objective and maintaining the quality of the hunt. So it wasn't just something to reduce agricultural damage.
Hunters have a stake in the management of the Delta herd because of the popularity of the annual bison hunt, Alaska's most popular drawing permit hunt. In recent years, some 10,000 hunters have bought tickets for the annual drawing of around 100 permits to hunt a bison. Hunters have opposed the idea of fencing the bison in and of thinning the herd. Hunters and others point out that bison were introduced to the area in 1928 when the federal government transplanted a herd from Montana. They say the bison were here long before the farmers moved in through the state-subsidized Delta Agricultural Project, launched in the late 1970s when the state was awash in oil money. Delta farmer Ron Caspar, the working group's dissenting vote, says farmers have concerns about whether the proposed fencing can keep the wide-ranging, powerful bison out of farmers' fields where the animals have become accustomed to feeding. Caspar says the farmers badly want a solution to protect the industry and its budding commercial offshoots, like a venture to sell seed potatoes to Asian markets. Caspar, who serves on the Salcha Delta Water Conservation District Board, says farmers don't like the fencing proposal approved in last week's meeting because the bison will simply move on to other areas that are not protected by fences.
It doesn't solve the big picture problem. Those animals are going to be forced to go looking for forage for rangeland elsewhere, and they're going to get bounced over to other parts of the farming community.
The progress in last week's meeting will help Fish and Game move ahead with its long-awaited Delta Bison Management Plan update. Rogers says the working group's recommendations will be worked into a draft plan that will be presented for public review and comment over the next several months. That input will then be included in a final draft to be presented to the State Board of Game in March of next year. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.